This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Have you ever judged anyone on the basis of the music on their playlist or in their CD collection or in their record collection, if you're as old as I am? Well, Adrian North is a professor of applied psychology at Harriet Watt University in Edinburgh, Scotland, is on the phone with us this morning. And there's actually good science about predicting personality on the basis of musical preference. Correct, Dr. North?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We've set up a website, which I'm pleased to say that 36,000 people, including a very large number from North America, actually went to visit. And then when people went there, we asked them to rate how much they liked 104 different musical styles. And these musical styles came from literally every continent on the planet, obviously except Antarctica. And then the next thing we asked people to do...
Obviously except Antarctica? They don't listen to music down there?
Music isn't too great, unfortunately.
I see.
I don't think they've got too much.
All right. Well, what surprising preferences did you see when you crunch the numbers?
Quite a bit, actually. I mean, certainly what I found, because what really caught my eye was the link between fans of heavy metal music and classical music. Of course, the classical music fans were much older, but apart from that, their personalities were quite similar. They scored quite highly, both groups, on a measure of kind of open-mindedness, broad-mindedness. They both tended to be quite introverted, and they both, nonetheless, tended to feel quite at ease with themselves. So, you know, although we always think these are quite different musical styles, in fact, the people who like them are actually quite similar.
Now you notice that jazz, or you note in your study that jazz represents high self-esteem. Is there low self-esteem music?
Sure. Unfortunately, there were quite a few of them. Perhaps the most obvious one for us was that fans of indie music, which I guess is probably just about as big in North America as it is over here. Similarly, punk fans.
Indie music is low self-esteem?
Yeah.
Well, that makes total sense.
Yeah, and fans of them. There's one thing where heavy metal and classical music fans do actually differ. Our heavy metal fans tend to not have the greatest levels of self-esteem either, unfortunately.
Well, can I enlist you to take a look at my playlist, or at least take a listen to some stuff on my playlist?
Okay, we'll give it a go. Sure.
All right, here we go. Listen to this.
If folks didn't sit their lives together, shoes are gonna be rough. They never did.
All right, Adrian North, all on my iPod. Stan Getz, Belinda Carlisle, Vaughn Williams, AC/DC, Blonde Redhead, Bob Dylan, and Metallica. What does that say about me?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think you spent a lot of money on iTunes, so good for you. And the second one, though, one of the things we looked at was a personality trait called openness, which essentially is a measure of how broad-minded we are. And what we found is that people's... If you just literally just take the average of people's ratings for liking, for how much they liked each of the 104 different musical styles, you find that this overall liking rating, the mean liking rating, was directly correlated with this measure of openness of personality.
So I'm open. I have an open personality. All right, quickly before we go, I want you to give me some insight into our newsreader, Femi Oke. Here are two songs from her. Give me an idea of her self-esteem. Here's Robbie Williams. Or here's James Brown. And here's Robbie Williams. So, Adrian North, what do you think? In 20 seconds, what's Femi Oke's self-esteem, high or low?
Self-esteem is definitely going to be, should be good. If you've got both funk and chart pop score well for self-esteem, so it should be okay.
Should be okay. Thank you, Adrian North, professor of applied psychology at Harriet Watt University in Edinburgh, Scotland. What does your music say about you? 'Cause we're